Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Freedom to again to me means you get to design your lifestyle.
That's it.
It's the closest thing you can do to a miracle is to help someone change social economic status. We are going to only sell what works.
If you want to change your life, there's going to be work, and not everyone can put in the work that is needed for this.
Exactly.
When it comes to our E3 family, we are trying to expand in the areas of abundance, wellness, and freedom. And if we're going to have abundance and if we're going to have financial freedom, that means we need to be making more money. We need to have something, a tool, a vehicle that's going to help us get there. And I'm super excited about today's show because we're going to expose you to this tool that will help you make more money. You can do this on the side. You can do this full time. You can do this however and whenever you want to do it. But as I was thinking about today, you guys know me, in 2024, I'm trying to start off with a scripture that allows us to really dive into today's topic. And the scripture that came to mind today was Colossians chapter 3, verses 23. And it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Verse 23 says, work at it. So no matter what you're doing, whether you're working for Wendy's, KFC, Fortune 500 company, working for yourself, you're going to work at it with all of your heart. And I believe if we can find the right income revenue streams that's going to help us generate more money, it will help us pay off our debt. It will help us have more abundance. It will help us get to the financial freedom to where we could do whatever we desire to do. But before we get into today's topic and today's special guest, I want to remind you to join the E3 family, man, where we are focused on expanding on the areas of wellness, the areas of abundance, and the areas of freedom. That's all we're doing in the year 2024. I'm not sitting here exposing y'all to stuff that's this get-rich-quick scheme and talking about the most popular subjects. If it doesn't help us in the areas of abundance, wellness, or freedom, that crap is not on this show and it's not at the table. But today I'm excited because we have someone, a very special person who has built a seven-figure business and who has helped others make, you know, a lot of money transitioning into career fields and helping them get into the areas of abundance, wellness, and freedom through he and his wife's company. So ladies and gentlemen, can y'all help me welcome, after you hit that subscribe button, to the table for the very first time, but not the last time, my friend Juby from Yellowtail Tech, man. What's going on, bro?
I'm well, man. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man. Thank you for coming, man. You caught an Uber over here to our new studio, man.
Yeah, I love it. It's nice.
I mean, you know what? I got to say this, bro. You are the first person in the studio. The first show in a new studio.
Yeah, and it's beautiful and it's coming along. I love it.
Hey, man.
You even have a gray room for me to just hang out
with. Hey, man, don't tell them everything we got here, Doc. Don't tell them everything we got over here. But, you know, we're trying to step up when it comes to the level of excellence.
I see it.
Especially in the black world, we're really trying to have that level of excellence for all of our guests that come in. But thank you for coming, bro. And I'm super excited about what we're doing here. But I want to talk about you because you and your company, Yellowtail, have made millions. And so clearly you and your wife have a lifestyle. But in process of doing that, you've helped people cross over into career fields that has really, really helped them experience more abundance and more wellness and freedom. One of the things I believe that if we can have, you know, a job that's paying us anywhere from 70, 80,000 on up, it allows us to have a sense of peace in our minds.
Yeah.
Because we're not stressed about, oh my God, do I have the money to pay for it?
Yeah.
I'm curious for you. I want to go back to your childhood before you had this successful company, before you and your wife started really helping thousands of individuals make more money. I want to ask you why, because I mean, we're going to get to Yellowtail Tech, of why you're doing this and why this is so different from anything else that we've had on our show. But why, in your own words, why does what does financial freedom mean to you?
To me personally, financial freedom means not only you have freedom to actually decide where you live, where you put your kids to school. Mm. Being in a good neighborhood allows that. But it also gives you the freedom to actually expose your children to, that's what I was able to do, expose your children to experience that's going to enlarge their world.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, financial freedom also means the freedom of time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were talking about our work schedule.
Yeah.
When you have financial freedom, you can decide the days you work.
Yes, yes.
And to me, that's important because a lot of people, they focus on making more money. But after you make the money, you have to have time to actually enjoy some, you know, time with your family.
Yeah.
And that's also what I usually tell some people who come to me and they say, well, you know, transitioning into tech can make you $80,000 or $100,000, but I'm making that. But I'm like, okay, how many hours are you working?
Mm.
Yeah, I work 50 hours and I put, you know, on average 15 to 20 hours overtime and I end up with a, you know, a W-2 of $120,000. I'm like, yeah, but it costs you more time. To me, financial freedom is all about time.
Mm.
It's actually less about the money, but how much time you buy back. So to me, that's what it means.
I'm curious right now, if you don't feel comfortable answering the question, don't do it. But how much time do you have? Do you work 100-hour weeks?
Oh, no. I have a team. Shout out to my team. They actually pretty much run the company. I'm exactly where I want to be now, where I'm thinking ahead. I'm looking around the corners.
Yeah.
I'm trying to grow this at a sustainable rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't flame out of existence like I see other training center. You know, it happens often.
Yeah.
I didn't have to take venture money to build this. So I'm not beholden to anyone. So I can literally build this at the rhythm I think that's sustainable. Which other institution like me don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
Because the venture capitalists, they need 20% year over year growth. It doesn't matter what you do. Cheat, lie, or steal, you need to deliver this. Because it's, you know, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Me seeing that, we grew and we could talk about how my program started literally from, you know, my living room with my wife. Because my wife was transitioning into IT. I have an IT background.
Okay.
And I helped her transition.
Yeah.
And we spent 2 years just helping friends and family.
Yeah.
We didn't have an offering. We didn't have a program. We were helping people.
Yeah.
And then from 2014 to 2016, that's what we were doing. And then we were like, you know what? We have something valuable for the marketplace.
Right, right.
And then we started offering it to the community, the Haitian community mostly, because I'm from Haiti.
Okay.
And it grew from there.
Wow.
It grew from there. But it definitely came from mostly from helping my wife transition into IT. Now she's helping me run the company. She, of course, went out to have a great career in the tech world. And she worked for, you know, Fortune 500 for a few years. And now she's back to help me grow this.
I think one of the key things you said is like, which I love, is you say, yeah, man, you're going out there and you're working, you know, 80 hours and then you're working an extra 20 hours to only make $100,000 a year. When my team last year, the two individuals who made over $100,000, they worked 5 days a week up until June. July, they had 2 weeks off, came back August. They only worked Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
November, they had a whole week off. December, they had 2.5 weeks off and still made way over $100,000.
Yeah. It's like my team. We take off from December this year. From December 19th, we came back on the 8th or 9th.
Wow.
Of January. I think it's very important to have that balance,
yeah,
to afford your team that balance as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very important. It's very important to me. Freedom to it, again, to me means you get to design your lifestyle.
That's it.
That lifestyle is it. Design is something it might sound fancy. It just means you get to choose what you do with your time.
Yes.
And you can actually choose that because you have the means to
yes.
do it.
Yes.
Because we all want to do more with our time. We just absolutely. Can't afford we just can't all afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. And I mean, I really do. I feel as if my team's productivity level is higher.
Yeah.
Because they know, okay, listen, if I can just bust my butt Monday through Thursday, I get a 3-day weekend forever now.
Productivity, efficiency.
Yes.
And also clarity in how they actually support you too.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Because if you're not overworked, if you always stay in the state where you are able to, you know, produce at a higher level, you know, it's gonna show.
And this is why I wanted you to come on the show. And this is why I wanted to have a conversation with you, because when I was doing my research on the career fields that you're helping people get into, a lot of them are working from home.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them are making good money. I mean, I think starting right around 70, 80 and going on upwards into the six figures. But what I love about it, it's really not just about the income they have coming in. It's the hours.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing some research. Some people were even like taking vacations and working on their vacations. Yeah.
It's a few things. It's the hours.
Yeah.
It's the flexibility.
Yep.
It's the most definitely the remote aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because since COVID hit, I think we've only helped place 3 students that had to go to the office full time. So the world is a new world.
I
can tell you right now.
It is.
The going to the office 9 to 5, Monday to Friday is gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that has changed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now companies are understanding productivity doesn't always happen between Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. Once you afford more flexibility, it actually yields more productivity. It's actually counterintuitive.
It is.
But it does.
Mm-hmm.
It does yield more productivity to them now. So now they save on space, you save on commute.
Yep.
Everybody's happier. Their bottom line is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers that flexibility.
Yeah, no, that's true. We are in our new building now. We have a new building that we having DC, and I told my team at first, we're going to come in every day. And then I noticed their spirit and even my spirit kind of dropped. And I was like, I got to come in every single day. So now we come in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because it's content days, shoot days. But then Monday and Thursdays, we work from home, and then Fridays, yeah, we're all off. Okay. And I think the important part, what you're teaching, you're placing people, hey, it's not just about the income, but we're going to give you flexibility. And if you are wise and steward this flexibility well, you can generate other money on the side.
Yeah.
As long as you're getting your job done. I'm curious, what kind of jobs are Yellowtail helping people transition to?
Yes. We focus on 2 specific career tracks in tech, which is Linux system administration.
Okay.
And cloud system administration. This is where you're administering cloud environments.
Mm.
These are the specific 2 areas.
Okay, well, go back. Linux, help people understand, what is Linux?
Linux is just an operating system, just like Windows.
Okay.
You actually run a version of Linux.
Okay.
Mac runs an older version of Linux, but Linux is just an operating system, but it's mostly used in enterprise environments.
Okay.
So your Amazon, Google, Facebook, they run their servers on Linux.
Okay.
Because it's more scalable, it's more secure, and it's definitely more modular. So okay. You literally use the parts of it you need.
Okay.
But the reason why most people don't know much about it, it's because it's a back-end type of...
It's not forward-facing thing.
It's not forward-facing, and it's not for consumers to use.
Okay.
You interact with it, but you don't know. If you have an Android phone, it runs Linux. If you have a microwave, it runs Linux.
What?
If you have a smart TV...
It runs Linux.
It runs Linux. A Fire Stick... The operating system in the Fire Stick runs on Linux. Tesla.
Wow.
Runs on Linux. If you have a Tesla and you're receiving updates, I'm sure you've heard.
Yeah.
Your Tesla can get updated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Linux operating system.
Wow.
So Linux is a very, very, very powerful. In fact, 90% of all the servers that are running enterprise level compute power runs on Linux.
Runs on Linux. Okay.
So we train you to become a Linux system administrator in an enterprise environment.
And what is that? So we're just administrating. We're not really building it, but we're just administrating.
Exactly. You're not building. You're not coding.
Okay.
It's an alternative for people who, when they hear coding, you know, their hair blows. Even me. I have a background in technology, but coding to me was always out of the question.
Yeah, I hate coding.
Yeah, so that's an alternative where you are managing infrastructure that's already established and you're just making sure it runs smoothly.
Great.
You see, that's a Linux system administration. The natural next step for us was to offer cloud computing because people don't know it, but AWS is run 100% on Linux.
So AWS, that's Amazon.
Amazon Web Services.
Yep. And so that's cloud-based stuff.
Yeah. But don't forget, cloud is just an abstraction of a real operating system somewhere else. You see? And a data center.
Okay.
And all those data centers, they have servers that are running an actual operating system.
Right, right, right.
Called Linux.
Yes. And so the AWS is working with Linux, but AWS is a cloud.
Exactly.
But
it's the abstraction on top of the actual operating system called Linux.
Bet. Okay. And do we interact with that, the consumer?
No.
We don't?
No. You don't need to.
Okay.
You don't need to.
So that's more of an enterprise thing as well.
Exactly. And there are several cloud, well, Microsoft has its own cloud offering, which is Azure.
Yeah.
AWS has its own cloud. Amazon has its own cloud offering called AWS.
Mm-hmm.
But AWS is run 100% on Linux. That's why we chose AWS for that, because it's the natural next step to what we offer, to our expertise, because we don't want to step away too much from our subject matter expertise, which is Linux.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was the next step for us to actually offer that program.
So for those watching right now, because one thing I've challenged them to do within my community year 2024 is to start a business or look into a different career field to help you generate more money. If someone is just now hearing Linux and AWS for the very first time,
mm-hmm.
like, yo, I ain't never heard of this before.
Yeah.
Which one would you say that they should try to look into? And why should that single mother of two kids, three kids, or that young man who just graduated college spent $100,000 on student loans?
That's my story, by the way.
$100,000 on
student loans? No. The part where, you know, I went to college for IT, but I still needed additional training to be relevant on the marketplace.
But wait, see, this is now you done shifted the whole daggone conversation. How was it that you went to college, spent 4 years getting the education?
Yeah.
Wait, we'll come back to that because I don't want to skip over this because I want the people part that we coming. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. And again, my name is Anthony O'Neill here. And today I want to chat about something that hits a little bit different, especially during today's day and time. You know, when I reflect on the relationships in my life that I'm most proud of, it strikes me how much effort it took to actually cultivate them. It's a common myth that relationships should be effortless to be meaningful. In reality, the strongest connections are often those we work hardest to fortify. While I've been on my own personal journey of personal growth, I've come to understand the immense value of having support along the way. It's not just about overcoming significant hurdles. It's also about learning to navigate everyday challenges, setting healthy boundaries, and striving to become the best version of yourself. And this is why I'm a huge fan of therapy. If you're considering therapy, I encourage you to check out my friends over at BetterHelp. Their service is entirely online, offering the convenience and flexibility to fit therapy into your life, not the other way around. And a simple questionnaire, you'll be matched with a licensed therapist suited to your personal needs. And if for any reason you feel your therapist isn't a perfect fit, you can switch at any time at no extra cost at all to you. So listen, before we get to today's show, take the next step towards strengthening your relationships with yourself. Visit BetterHelp.com/AO and get 10% off your very first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/AO. Become your own soulmate, whether you're actively looking for one or not. All right, let's grow together. But the people watching right now saying, I've never heard of Linux. I've never heard of AWS, but I genuinely want to make some more money. And it's not really about the money. I want more time to so where I can pick up my kids from school, to where I could start my own small business. But I need something that's going to allow me to do that time.
I want to start with a warning, though.
Yeah.
I want to make sure it's clear that transition into IT is not for everyone.
That's good.
Anthony. I want to make sure it's clear. Because we at Yellowtail Tech, we really believe, it's actually one of our pillars in terms of beliefs, that IT, we shouldn't be encouraging everyone to get into IT. Because
break
it requires a very specific personality.
Okay.
The first thing is you have to be comfortable with the idea that you're going to be learning for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's ever-changing, that's evolving. For some people, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It to is. Me, that's the most amazing part of technology. For other people, they want to learn something, figure it out, and keep doing it for the rest of their lives.
But you know what, though? I think those are the people who are broke. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying, if you're the kind of person you want to learn something one time and never learn anything else, then you're broke.
Yeah.
You're going to stay broke. But I hear what you're saying, because I agree. This is not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
And then you have to have a little knack for it. And let me explain. Let me illustrate.
Break that down.
You don't need... You absolutely, because we cater specifically to people with no IT background. This is our niche.
Mm-hmm.
The person who was a nurse, who got, who's burned out. The person like me who has a IT degree, but who needs something additional. The person who's always a truck driver, an Uber driver. But you have to have the minimal computer literacy skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why we test for that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a minimal... critical thinking skills. We test for that because there are predictive tests that we back, we look at the data, the companies we work for, or we work with, look at the data. There are some things you need to have as an individual in terms of traits, in terms of intellect for this to work.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you have to have a minimum of computer literacy.
Okay.
So I want to just put that as a disclaimer.
I love it.
Because people, they hear tech, they hear $100,000, and that's all
they hear.
They hear.
Yeah.
You see? And I want to make sure that the right person gets in. And you mentioned, to make more money, but you have to come in with the intention to learn this.
Yes.
Because... Anthony, they're not going to hand you $100,000 just because they like your face.
Ooh.
Or you got a certification.
Ooh.
They're going to hand you $100,000 because you are able to produce results,
yes,
to solve problems, to add value. If it, trust me, if a company hands you $100,000, you are worth to them at least 2.5 times.
Yes.
That.
You better be. Yeah.
You know, that's the rule of thumb.
Right.
And you know, whatever your salary is, you are able to produce in terms of results, a solution.
Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you need to study. You need to put in the work to actually be able to be worth that amount.
Facts.
So people usually disassociate the work and the value they're going to bring and the money they're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely have to be the person who's interested, who has that
value,
that interest, that initial interest. We'll do the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to have the initial interest in IT.
And this is why I love it. And you guys, just so you all know, we're going to put their information in today's show notes. You can go to anthonyoneal.com/yellowtail. They are looking for quality people who are truly interested in getting into the AWS and Linux field. They're not looking for a lot of people.
No. We definitely believe on value over volume.
Yes.
That's a second pillar.
I love it. And I think the reason why I love that is because I have a lot of people reach out to me. I'm like, yo, bro, I have this. I think it'd be great for your audience. And I feel more like they're going for volume.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we want a lot of people in. I'm like, yeah. I said, but like, and that was one of the first things you told me, like, Anthony, I don't want a lot of people. I want the quality people because I care about my reputation of our program.
Yeah, not only the reputation of our program, I care about you investing. Because, by the way, we are not the cheapest and we're not trying to do that race to the bottom, who's cheaper.
Gotcha.
We are not the cheapest.
Yeah.
We want to be the best. We want to be the subject matter expert, and we want to deliver.
Yeah.
Because having a bunch of people, yeah, you can have something cheaper, but you cannot deliver the value.
Yeah.
Promised.
Yeah.
So we are more focused on being able to deliver on the value.
So I have a question. So I've looked at your prices. I'm okay. Definitely affordable. It's right in line with what I teach and what I believe. Right. My biggest concern that I really want to ask you on the table is, okay, they make this investment.
Mm-hmm.
What's your success ratio after they complete your program? Because the last thing I want is my people like, all right, cool. I'm a rock with Yellowtail, but so many people are graduating and spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on a 4-year degree, still need to go spend another $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be qualified to get into the field. And then some of them spend it and don't even get into that. What's y'all's success rate with honestly planting people correctly and getting them a job?
Our success rate is 68% job placement rate within 6 months after completing the apprenticeship. And then 78% if you look at this a year after.
78%, so nearly 80% of your people within 12 months
who have completed the apprenticeship
program.
Because we have the training part,
okay,
and we have an apprenticeship where we funnel you, where you're doing the work, you put in the work, and we have a partnership with a company to be able to actually funnel you into an apprenticeship to get the hands-on, to actually be able to talk in an interview and talk about the tools you've been using, you see?
That's good.
After that, it takes about 6 months to get you a job, on average.
How long is your program? The program by itself, without the apprenticeship?
Yes. The Linux for Jobs is 6 months.
Okay.
The Cloud for Jobs is 11 months.
11 months. Okay, cool. So pretty much 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
You can have your education.
Exactly.
And then apprenticeship, I know what that is, but can we break down exactly what that means for the individual?
Oh, yeah. So we are partners in a different company called Procore Plus, where the students, once they pass their certification, they go into a project-based apprenticeship where they are using real tools, cutting-edge technologies, solving tickets, solving issues, building infrastructure so they can get their hands on. And this is coupled with a company.
What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need with a dedicated career success coach to help them. We do a lot of mock interviews with them. We make sure they actually get the kinks out with us, not with the actual hiring manager, you know, under stress.
I love it.
We try to help them, you know, manage that stress, manage how they deliver. Because there's a difference between knowing what you're talking about and being able to articulate what you're talking about.
And that's one thing that I really love about this is you're not just going to get the education. You're getting the education and the hands-on, which is why I believe your hiring rate is so high.
Yeah. And for our Cloud for Jobs program, for example, for the year 2024, we are only allowing 80 students in. Only 80.
So wait. Throughout the year 2024, you're only doing 80?
80.
Pause. E3, I want all 80 of y'all in there. Seriously.
And the reason is most people, they start with the Linux for Jobs.
Okay.
The Cloud for Jobs, it's definitely intended for someone with no IT background, but it requires a special kind of commitment.
Okay, what's that special commitment though? Talk to
us. It requires a good 10 hours of study a week.
Okay, so that's 2 hours a day on a 5 day week.
Exactly, and you need to be able to show up to class, depending on what portion you are in the program, 3 to 4 times a week. So it requires, but always after hours, because we cater
To
the working person.
Okay.
And for some people, they have the money figured out, but they don't have the bandwidth. You see? So that's why sometimes, even you said something, and I find it often true. Sometimes you have the money, they don't have the time. Sometimes it's not the right program for the person right now.
Yep.
But it's the right program for the person, for that same person next year.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I mean?
This is good. And I'm loving this because I don't feel like everyone watching this is for them.
No, absolutely not.
That's why I love it, because I believe it's like, okay, we're exposing something that is new. But we're being true, like, hey, listen, you guys, if you want to change your life, there's going to be work, and not everyone can put in the work that is needed for this.
Exactly.
10 hours a week, that's real. No one on my show has ever said, hey, you come on here. If you can't give us 10 hours a week, don't even try.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, also, you have to take a couple assessment tests.
Okay.
Computer literacy, basic computer literacy. But we need to understand that basic computer literacy exists. Because if not, you're not going to be able to keep up with the program.
What is basic computer literacy, people? Typing without looking at the keyboard?
No. Attachment.
Okay.
How to send an email, how to attach something, how to do a you know, a screenshot your computer, these kind of things.
What's that? Command shift three.
It's four.
It's four? On Mac?
On Mac.
Are you sure it's four?
Try.
Let me try. Command shift. Nuh-uh. See? Nah.
Command shift four.
Oh, wait. You're right. Because I could draw on that one. But if I just do command shift three, it takes the entire screen.
Exactly. If you
but
want
command
to
shift four, you can just choose.
Choose.
So he know what he talking about, y'all. Yeah, I'm about to say, wait a minute. So I never draw command shift four, though. Let me see that. Oh, got it. See? You just taught me something. Now I'll have to, because like, sometimes I'll do a command shift three. Then I got to go back and edit. Yeah, I got to crop it.
Exactly.
I can just do command. Yellow tail is on point. So, okay. So now that's good. So it's like you're doing. So is that part of the test? You need to know what command shift four is.
No. That's to illustrate.
I got you. Okay.
We use a third party company that does nothing but assess people.
Okay.
So we send you a link for you to sit and do that assessment. Believe it or not, it's a 15-minute assessment.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it tells you if you are proficient, highly proficient. It puts you, you know, where you are.
And what do y'all need, proficient and higher?
Proficient for Linux.
Okay.
Highly proficient for the Cloud for Jobs program.
Okay.
And we also, we test for the critical thinking portion for both program, but we look for very specific numbers for the Cloud for Jobs.
Okay.
Because there is a bell curve where when you fall into a very specific area, it predicts that you can do things that are computer science related.
Yes.
And this company spends a lot of effort generating that data. We're just using the data to actually be able to help us predict the people we enroll are going to be the people who actually get jobs.
Love it.
You see?
Love
it. Because this marketplace, what's prevalent is cheap options. Because that's what the marketplace is asking for. How can I do this fast,
cheap,
for the cheap, and make the most money?
Mm-hmm.
So now the consumer is asking for that. Guess what is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to start offering you what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Paloma, my wife, when we started, we are going to only sell what works.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to sell what people want to hear.
Mm. That's what I really wanted to ask you about, Yellowtail. What separates you? Because, I mean, you're very equivalent to one of my partners that I have, Bethel Tech, but they don't offer this stuff and they're very solid. But it's like when I look at your program compared to other programs out there, what makes you special when it comes to the AWS and the Linux stuff?
First, not a lot of companies are offering Linux and AWS as an option in the cohort format. You're going to find it more in the self-paced platforms that you pay $50 a month and then you get courses.
Mm-hmm.
We are cohort-based. You start with a cohort, we end with a cohort.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? We keep you moving.
Yes.
The second thing that makes us different is that we give you the contextual knowledge because we are not in the business of training one-trick ponies.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what a lot of places do. They give you exactly the right amount you need to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anything changes in the job, now you're like cutting the, trapped. So we give you a foundational knowledge like networking, IT infrastructure. We make sure you know all the tools that are contextual to what you're going to do. Not only Linux, not only cloud, but the contextual tools.
Yes, sir.
So we try to give you a very holistic training.
Yeah.
That's why our training are longer. That's why they require more time.
Yeah.
That's why also we include the apprenticeship as part of the program. So we try to offer something a little more complete.
Love it.
And when I finished at the University of Maryland, I wasn't happy with the career support I got. So that's actually why I called my program Linux for Jobs and Cloud for Jobs. Because I didn't feel they insisted enough on the job part of the helping me.
Okay.
Because I came to University of Maryland to get a degree, to get a job.
Yes. Yeah.
But they are in the business of helping you get the degree, not necessarily
get
helping you
get
the job. So I'm like, I'm going to call. So we never forget why we're doing this. I'm going to put job, you know, as part of the name of the program.
Yes, sir.
So we focus on that part. You know, the job part of the process. We help you. We have a very solid and robust career coaching as part of the program as well, integrated as part of the program. So these are all the things we've looked at. We've iteratively improved in the past 10, if you're counting the 2 years we've been doing this with our friends. 8. If you're just counting the years we've actually been in business offering this to the public. So since those years, we've been improving every year.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I feel, you know, I've cheated my students who trained with me 5 years ago. The program has evolved and improved so much. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So someone gets in your program and they go through this cohort, and with the cohort, do you all, once they get done, just leave them out there? Or do you all honestly are a part of their journey to help them get into
it? We are not only part of the journey, we actually show it in a different way. We have a tuition reimbursement program.
Say it so.
That's not even required. But it's a way to say that I'm committed.
Wow.
If you don't land a job within 6 months of completing your apprenticeship, we give your money back.
Pause. Rewind. Jay, rewind that all the way again, because I'm going to hold him accountable to this thing right here. People pay.
Since we started.
Yellowtail, if you don't land a job within
6 months
after your apprenticeship.
Yeah.
So technically, this could be anywhere between, depending on which program you get in,
exactly.
It could be 12 to 18 months after you started your program. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a job, you get your money back.
Yes.
Why are you so strong with that, though? Why do you offer that?
Because this is the only way I thought to actually make me better every day. Because now, every day, I have to wake up and understand, how do I make this program, this offering, better to live up to that?
Juby, this is good, Juby.
Yeah.
This is
good. But I have to say, we put guidelines in place, because some people come, they BS their way through the program.
Facts.
And then they're like, where's that job
guarantee
you promised?
Right.
You see what I mean?
So you put guidelines and systems and strategies in place that you gotta check off each and one.
Exactly.
Every
and they have to review them, be comfortable with the guidelines, agree to them before they enroll.
That's so good, though.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
We are very transparent. So I want to say we have a tuition reimbursement guarantee, but we have guidelines to make it fair for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have access to it. You're going to be able to review it before you enroll. But it is there. It is there to keep me accountable.
Yeah.
To basically, I want to walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Since you've started this program, what's one of the greatest success stories that has come from this program?
Oh, yeah, I have one. Shout out to Chip. He's going to probably see that. I remember.
How old is Chip?
Chip is probably 35 now. He was a car salesman.
Okay.
And back then, I was doing this in person before COVID. I had a space as big as your studio or bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I used to advertise in supermarkets. And one day he just showed up at his nearest supermarket, and then he saw my advertisement. He came, he enrolled another friend. He's like, for some reason, this training is the one I need to take. They came. I didn't have to convince them. He got a job. And then 6 months after the job, he got to be able to get a mortgage in a neighborhood he wanted to be. Now he's able to send his kids to the school, the district that he had with. And he called me to tell me thank you. You see what I mean? Because to me, it's the closest thing you can do to a miracle is to help someone change social economic status so drastically. Someone who was literally making $40,000, $40,000, and they are, all of a sudden making $75,000, $80,000. It's a big jump.
Huge.
It's a big jump.
Huge.
And it can have big impact on you and your family.
Yeah.
You know, you can be in a better school district. You can take your kids to vacations that you couldn't afford before.
Yeah.
I even keep the cards. I get handwritten cards, thank you cards from my students.
Yeah.
Where their life has completely changed.
Yeah.
You know? Now some of my students, they have kids that need special needs kids.
Yeah.
Now they have a flexible schedule where they can work from home, manage their kids and still be productive.
Yeah.
Because of the remote aspect of the job.
Yeah.
So there are multiple. And by the way, this is the most interesting part of my job. Seeing those results, but not only the results of jobs, but the results of how those jobs help improve people's lives.
Mm.
You know, and in very different ways, in different situations, but it does.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, that's what keeps me going.
No, that makes me smile to hear that a young man was able to go from selling cars, because I know that world. You work 6 days. You have Sundays off. You're there at 8 a.m., closing at 8 p.m. every day. You get paid once a month on the 15th of every month. Well, in between the 10th and the 15th, depending on when they close the books and how they cut the check.
Yeah.
And if you're a good car salesman, you're making $100,000 a year.
But him, he was in parts. He was selling.
He was in parts.
Yeah. But by the way, I didn't know that. In the part department, you actually are selling.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of upsell sales going on. You're on commission. The whole works.
Everybody's in sales.
Yeah.
In the car salesman.
He told me that. I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. But even parts is like, it's just a headache. You're still there long hours. And to be able to come back and have that flexibility to be able to transition your family from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, to go from one school to another school. Forget the $80,000. That's wellness and peace that you now have, because he was willing to take the time to go through a program to learn.
Yeah.
And because he was willing to go through a program and to learn, it changed his whole family future.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wonder how many of you all are listening to this right now and you're saying, you know what? I don't know. I got a question for you. He only has 80 slots for the rest of this year. There's thousands of you all watching this. And this ain't going to be for everybody.
Yeah. And sometimes cloud for jobs is not necessarily the place for them to start. Linux
is
for
the
jobs
place.
Is the place to start.
And will you help them understand which program is best to start in?
Yes. Okay. That's what our enrollment advisors do.
Okay.
They make sure they track you to the right program. They make sure it's the right time.
Okay.
They make sure you're not taking a debt that you can't afford.
Yeah.
They make sure you can actually afford the program.
Yeah.
All these are taken into consideration.
Good, 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 good. Do y'all have payment plans? Because, you know, my people don't really do student loans. Just being honest. Do y'all do payment plans?
We do payment plans, but we don't like it.
Okay.
But we have some options for them.
Some options. How much is the program?
The Linux for Jobs program is $10,700,
and
the Cloud for Jobs is $17,000. It's an 11-month program and
not bad at all.
Apprenticeship.
Yeah, not bad at all. $10,000 to $17,000, and you're telling me I can have freedom. I'm curious, on average, when people get in within a year of getting a job, are the majority of those work from home?
Majority, almost all of them.
All of them are work from home.
Even the ones that don't 100% work from home, they have a hybrid situation where
yes.
they probably go 2 days or 1 day a week or okay. every, you know, once in a while. Because some companies, they insist on a few days.
Yeah.
Just because of the company dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not at all because you need to be there to do that job.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have a laptop, you have a VPN, which is a virtual private network,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to do that job from wherever.
If they get the job, will the company provide them with their
oh, yeah.
computer and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good.
But then they probably would need that, though, with the apprenticeship, though, right? Beforehand.
I'm sorry?
They would probably need a computer.
Would need a computer for the apprenticeship.
Cool.
Even for the start the program, they usually, you know, have to invest $200 to $300 in a new basic computer. Yeah,
it's not bad. Well, you guys, I want to encourage you to pray on it, you know, and consider signing up for the program. I can almost guarantee you we're gonna pack him out on the 80. So I feel sorry for any other people that's also promoting Yellowtail, but my people are going to get into it because I believe that you all need to. Like, this is. I don't know where else you can go to get this quality for AWS and Linux. I've heard about AWS. I never heard about Linux. I'm going to be honest about that.
And it's funny how Linux, there couldn't be AWS without
Linux.
Yeah.
So I'm loving it.
Yeah.
So you guys, we're going to drop their information in the show notes. I want you all to go check it out.
Yeah. And the one last thing I want to say is that one other problem we are trying to solve in this marketplace is mm-hmm. that we notice a lot of people are interested in IT,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have a community.
Mm.
You know, their family, their neighbor do not know how to support them. Mm-hmm. So we are building a community called Accelerate.
Yes.
Where you just come in, because one thing we realize is that people know about IT, but they don't have necessarily the passion for it
right.
because they don't understand, they're not exposed to it enough.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they need an accountability partner.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's because they want to see someone who looks like them, who's in the same community.
Yeah.
So we are also building a community where people before or during the program they can actually be part of,
mm-hmm.
you know, to actually get that accountability going, to find an accountability partner, to keep being exposed to this thing called technology. Because the biggest, in my 10 years in this business, the biggest thing that people struggle with is finding the passion for the process.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget, or they sometimes don't know, passion is built.
Yeah.
You don't just show up and then you become passionate about IT.
Yeah.
You build passion by learning, by exposing yourself, by immersing yourself in tech, by consuming tech every day, by talking about tech to your friends, by being around people who's always talking about tech,
yeah.
and you get passionate about it.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So the community we're building is to help generate excitement and passion about tech. Even if you're not ready to jump in right now, But this community is going to be here to actually just help you navigate, understand the tech space in general.
You know, community is important.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a village to raise a child. I think it takes a village to help us reach our goals.
Yeah.
And so if you're in the tech industry, or if you're interested in the tech industry and you just don't know how to get into it just yet,
exactly,
you need to get around the people.
Exactly. You're on the fence. You want to know more. You want to get some live workshop. You want to meet up with your local people.
Yeah.
You know, that are interested too, that are, you know, that need that accountability.
Yeah.
This is the platform. It's called Accelerate.
Okay.
We are.
Is there any fee for this community?
There is going to be a fee, but for now, we are just have a wait list.
Okay.
We already have about 500 people on that wait list.
Okay.
We're going to launch it in April.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's a community we want to grow. It's just to support the process because people get lonely in the journey.
No, that's true.
You see what I mean?
That's so true.
And that's the problem I'm trying to solve. Not only help the people who are committed, but commitment alone takes you so far. You know, a community takes you the rest of the way.
Yes, hands down. No, hands down. I believe community is very, very important, which is why we started our E3 community. And I promise you that we're going to be sending people to your community as well, because I have a lot of people in our E3 community who are already actually in tech or considering tech.
Yes.
Because I believe the two best industries for people to get into right now to generate more income is the content creation space and tech.
Yeah.
That's just the two fields that I believe that if you steward the money well.
Yeah. By the way, last week you shared a post about how you can make great money in other spaces that people are not talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Tech is the new sexy thing in town, but it's not the only thing.
Absolutely.
Take it from someone who's in tech.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I hate to see someone
transition
into tech when they should be a creative.
Yeah, yeah. I totally agree.
You see what I mean?
Which is why I love how you're saying, hey, I'm not for everybody.
No.
This information is for everybody as far as in, because I think anything that you do, right, you need to have passion about it. You need to have a community about it. And you need to be assessed. Like anything that you do, you got to have those things. But if we're going to make money, I think that a lot of people, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you disagree, I think a lot of people have talked themselves out of tech, not because it's not for them, but because they hear the word tech and they think code, they think
exactly
all this stuff. And I'm like, no, it's not that.
So that's what the community is going to help with. Mm-hmm. Help you navigate the nuances.
Yeah.
You can be in tech and not be coding. You can be in tech and not be dealing with cloud. You can be in UX design and still use your creative side of your brain.
Yeah.
You can be in tech and be talking to people.
Yeah.
My wife got in tech because she was tired to talking to humans. Because she was in social science before.
I got
some people got in tech for the opposite because they'd like to be talking more to people. Well, you can be in project management.
Wow. Yeah.
Tech, project manager, you can be a scrum master.
Yeah.
What I mean is there is a lot of nuances. And the whole idea of the community is to expose you to all these nuances and make sure you go with our program or not.
Yeah.
But you make the right decision. You have people around you. You have all the information. You have the community around you to actually help you navigate that.
No, I love it, man. I love it. Man, it's been a great show, you guys. Hey, you're going to see a lot more of Yellowtail within our brand because we just believe in what they're doing. Well, I'll play this. You'll see a lot more of them until we hit that 80, which I think we'll hit that 80 here soon because every class, every session that you're starting here soon, how many people are in that one?
We keep them in pods of 10 to 15 students.
Got you.
That way.
That is so dope though.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stretch your teachers.
Exactly.
And they have all the access.
Yes.
Wow. Well,
so that's
this next one, we only got 15 and then you got to get on to the next one. Right. So let's go ahead and flood him with these 15, you guys. And come back. I want you to come back and give me your reviews of Yellowtail. Yeah. And that's just what I want to do. The first person from our community going Yellowtail, I want to, and that completes the program and lands a job, I want to fly them here to DC, and I want to interview you and just talk about your whole experience.
I'd love that.
Throughout the process. I think that'd be cool. Great. Yeah, just to have someone on hand saying, yo, I did it. I found out through the E3 community. I joined the accelerated community. I went through the Linux program or the AWS program. I got a job. They helped me out with this. I want to know. I want to know because I want to hold one, me accountable, Yellowtail accountable, and share, okay, this is the actual stuff that's going on. Because again, like I told you at the beginning of the show, the only way we're going to experience financial freedom is if we honestly find a vehicle and or a tool that will help us get there. And I'm always going to be trying to find and exposing different avenues for us to make money. And so I want to encourage you to click the link in today's show notes. Go learn more about it. Go apply. Go do the assessment. And we're going to have a good one. But Juby, man, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for your heart, bro.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having me, man.
No, I had to have you on because there's not too many Black people in your space who have a passion about teaching this with quality, you know? And you're like, hey, I don't want a lot of people. I want the right people.
Yeah.
Because if I can get the right person, I can get them placed. Yeah. And then I can go help more people.
Exactly.
Who needs it.
And it's actually better for business.
Yeah.
It's better for everyone in the process.
All right, in the process. Man, love you, man. Appreciate you. You guys will see you in the next show. Go check out the link. It's in the show notes. God bless y'all.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.